As I said earlier, this is Epiphany Sunday, the first Sunday of the new year. Epiphany falls on January 6th, which I think is Wednesday. But in the church liturgical year, we celebrate it the first Sunday of the new year. Epiphany, manifestation, the time when the wise men, the kings, realized that something very special had taken place. And you've heard the scripture reading by Tom this morning where they followed the star until they came to find Jesus. It's always interesting to me that we put gospel stories together. And when we do that, we sometimes lose some of the meaning. For you see, the wise men didn't show up until Jesus was probably about 2 years old. He was a young child by the time they found him and bowed down and worshiped him and gave them the gifts that they had of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We are called as followers of Jesus Christ to be shepherds and to be wise men. We're called to come to Christ and to bow down and to worship Christ and to take Christ into our hearts. In some churches, and I have done this in former churches, on the first Sunday of the new year, we participate in a covenant, a special covenant, where we claim God as our God, and God claims us as his people. John Wesley used a covenant service that he had adapted from someone else. And for many, many years in the Methodist tradition, on the first Sunday of each new year, this covenant agreement was the central point of the worship service. Most often, as we are doing today, it is accompanied by the service of Holy Communion. Today, we will be participating in that covenant service. So prior to me beginning part of that service and sharing another scripture with you, I'd like to ask you to take the insert out of your bulletin and open that up, because we will be using that in a few minutes. And I want you to be ready. I want to share another scripture with you today as we think about our covenant with God. It comes from the Gospel of John, the 15th chapter, verses 1 through 8. I ask you to listen attentively to this particular scripture passage. Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vineyard keeper. He removes any of my branches that don't produce fruit, and he trims away any branch that produces fruit so that it will produce even more fruit. You are already trimmed because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you." I want to repeat that verse. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. A branch can't produce fruit by itself, but must remain in the vine. Likewise, you can't produce fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, then you will produce much fruit. I want to repeat that verse as well. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, then you will produce much fruit. Without me, you can't do anything. If you don't remain in me, you will be like a branch that is thrown out and dries up. Those branches are gathered up, thrown into a fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified when you produce much fruit, and in this way, prove that you are my disciples. If you remain in me, I will remain in you. That's what a covenant is all about. Let me ask you, how many of you made a New Year's resolution? Oh, just like the first service. You know, that blows a sermon when you don't all say, I didn't, I've already broken it. Thank you for a few of you. But actually, when we make New Year's resolutions, which most of us aren't very good at keeping, I think of that as being in sort of the earthly realm. If you go online and look at New Year's resolutions, most of them have very little to do with our spiritual life. Most of them have to do with, I want to be able to earn this much, or I want to be able to buy this car, or I would like to be able to have this house. A lot of them are, I want to lose weight. That could affect our spiritual condition if we're not healthy. But you know what a lot of the resolutions are. They're things in life that really don't matter to us as followers of Jesus Christ. Now, if you make a New Year's resolution that says, I want to study my Bible more or be more prayerful, yes, that would be in the spiritual realm. But so often, even when we make that resolution, we go by the wayside pretty quickly. Today is the day of a New Year's resolution. It's a day of a covenant between God's people and God through Jesus Christ. It is important for us on a regular basis to renew our covenant with God. It's important for us on a regular basis to give our heart to Christ and to ask Christ to enter into our hearts. It's important on a regular basis that we look at who we are as children of God, sinners in need of saving, and those saved by grace. This morning, I'm going to lead us through Wesley's covenant service. In sections of it, there's a place where the congregation is to pray. I will share with you that due to time constraints, I wasn't able to copy this whole service so that you would have all of those prayers. So I'm going to beg your indulgence and say that when we come time for those prayers, I will say, let us pray. And I will pray that prayer on our behalf. As you hear the prayers, take it into your own heart as if you are praying it. Let us renew our covenant or make our first time covenant with God. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the Christian life is redeemed from sin and consecrated to God. Through baptism, we have entered this life and have been admitted into the new covenant of which Jesus Christ is the mediator. He sealed it with his own blood that it might last forever. On one side, God promises to give us new life in Christ, the source and perfecter of our faith. On the other side, we are pledged to live no more for ourselves, but only for Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us. I want you to hear that again. On one side, God promises to give us new life in Christ, the source and perfecter of our faith. On the other side, we are pledged to live no more for ourselves, but only for Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us. From time to time, we renew our covenant with God, especially when we reaffirm our baptismal covenant and gather at the Lord's table. This morning, in the renewing of our covenant, we will gather at the Lord's table. Today, however, we meet as the generations before us have met to renew the covenant that binds us to God. Let us make this covenant of God our own. Listen to the invitation. Commit yourself to Christ as his servants. Give yourself to him that you may belong to him. Christ has many services to be done. Some are easy and honorable. Others are more difficult and disgraceful. Some are suited to our inclinations and interests. Others are contrary to both. In some we may please Christ and please ourselves. But then there are other works where we cannot please Christ except by denying ourselves. It is necessary, therefore, that we consider what it means to be a servant of Christ. This time I'd like for you to bring out your prayer. Let us therefore go to Christ and pray together. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Place me with whom you will. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be put to work for you or set aside for you, praised for you or criticized for you. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and fully surrender all things to your glory and service. And now, O wonderful and holy God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, you are mine and I am yours. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it also be made in heaven. Amen. Now I would ask you, before you put that away, to find a pen or a pencil that's in the pew. And if you feel so led to making this your covenant for this year, your covenant individually between you and God, I would ask you to sign this covenant at this time. Keep that out, as we will be using it later in the service. To make this covenant a reality in your life, listen to these admonitions. Listen carefully. First, set apart some time, more than once, to be spent alone before the Lord and seeking earnestly God's special assistance and gracious acceptance of you. And carefully thinking through all the conditions of the covenant, in searching your hearts, whether you have already freely given your life to Christ. Consider what your sins are. Consider the laws of Christ, how holy, strict, and spiritual they are, and whether you, after having carefully considered them, are willing to choose them all. Let's stop there. Consider the laws of Christ. And are you willing to choose them all? My, what a stumbling block that one can be for us. You know, there are some laws of Christ that I know I can follow very easily. There's some that are really tough and I struggle with. But I pray to God through the Holy Spirit that God would strengthen me, that I can choose all of these. Somehow within the church, many have come to an understanding that if we follow some of God's laws, we're doing really well. I guess that's a step in the right direction. But we're called to live all of God's laws. It's not a lottery pick, my friends. It's a commandment. Remember the first commandment, the most important? Love God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Be sure you are clear in these matters. See that you do not lie to God. Second, be serious and in a spirit of holy awe and reverence. When we come to worship, we come to this place where awe and reverence should be flowing among us. We stand in awe in the presence of Jesus of Galilee. We come reverently before the Lord our God. We come reverently because we honor God. It doesn't mean we cannot laugh or we cannot sing, as Charles Wesley says, sing lustily. But it says we do it with a sense of awe and wonder. I pray we find awe and wonder in this place each time we gather for worship. Third, claim God's covenant. Rely upon God's promise of giving grace and strength so you can keep your promise. Trust not your own strength and power. Trust not your own strength and power. God will call this church to be the church in this community that it needs to be, even in spite of us. When we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and not trust in our own ways. But it calls us to open ourselves, to be led where we did not plan to go. Fourth, resolve to be faithful. You have given to the Lord your hearts. You have opened your mouths to the Lord, and you have dedicated yourself to God. With God's power, never go back. And last, be then prepared to renew your covenant with the Lord. Fall down on your knees, lift your hands towards heaven, open your hearts to the Lord, even as we pray. Oh God, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, see us as we fall down before you. Forgive our unfaithfulness in not having done your will. For you promised mercy to us if we turn to you with our whole hearts. Amen. God requires that you shall put away all of your idols. Put away all of your idols. Let us pray. We hear from the bottom of our hearts, renounce them all. Covenanting with you that no known sin shall be allowed in our lives. Against your will, we have turned our love toward the world. In your power, we will watch all temptations that will lead us away from you, for our own righteousness is riddled with sin, unable to stand before you. Amen. Through Christ, God has offered to be your God again if you will let him. Through Christ, God has offered to be your God again if you would let him. Let us pray. Before all heaven and earth, we here acknowledge you as our Lord and God. We take you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for our portion, and vow to give ourselves up, body and soul, as your servants, to serve you in holiness and righteousness all the days of our lives. Amen. God has given the Lord Jesus Christ as the only way and means to coming to God. If you have not accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, now is the time to do it. If you have accepted him as your Lord and Savior, now is the time to strengthen that relationship. Let us pray. Jesus, we do here on bended knees accept Christ as the only new and living way, and sincerely join ourselves in a covenant with him. O blessed Jesus, we come to you, hungry, sinful, miserable, blind, and naked, unworthy even to wash the feet of your servants. We do here, with all our power, accept you as our Lord and Head. We renounce our own worthlessness, and vow that you are the Lord, our righteousness. We renounce our own wisdom and take you for our only guide. We renounce our own will and take your will as our law. Amen. I can pray that prayer on behalf of you, but my praying the prayer for you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior is not enough. You must pray that prayer for yourself. Christ has told you that you must suffer with him. Let us pray. We do here covenant with you, O Christ, to take our lot with you as it may fall. Through your grace, we promise that neither life nor death shall part us from you. Amen. God has given holy laws as the rule of your life. Let us pray. We do here willingly, put our neck under your yoke to carry your burden. All your laws are holy, just, and good. We therefore take them as the rule for our words, thoughts, and actions, promising that we will strive to order our whole life according to your direction, and not allowing ourselves to neglect anything we know to be our duty. Amen. The Almighty God searches and knows your heart. The Almighty God knows and searches your heart. Let us pray. O God, you know that we make this covenant with you today without guile or reservation. If any falsehood should be in it, guide us and help us to set it aright. And now glory be to you, O God the Father, whom we from this day forward shall look upon as our God and Father. Glory be to you, O Son, who have loved us and washed us from our sins in your own blood, and now is our Savior and Redeemer. Glory be to you, O God, the Holy Spirit, who by your almighty power have turned our heart from sin to God. O mighty God, the Lord omnipotent, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you have now become my covenant friend, and we, through your infinite grace, have become your covenant servants. So be it, and let the covenant we have made on earth be ratified in heaven. Amen. We continue our covenant with God through the sacrament of Holy Communion. God meets us at this place through Jesus Christ. God offers his grace to us, and we are called to accept that grace. God calls all of us to come and to renew our covenant through this sacrament of the church. Let me share with you that as you come to receive communion this morning, if you so desire, I would invite you to bring the covenant that you have signed and place it on the altar rail as an act of dedication of your giving yourself fully to Christ in this new year and fully to the work of this faith community, that we may be for the world the hands and feet of Christ.